You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. On a lighter note, if you watch a decent amount of television or streaming video, you may have been thinking, what's the deal with all these comedy specials? Get it? What's the deal? Jerry Seinfeld. Anyway, I do not have a comedy special, clearly, but a lot of other people do. HBO, Comedy Central, and Showtime have been cashing in on funny for a while. And Netflix is also rolling out the specials. NBC is launching a comedy streaming service, and video services like Vimeo are getting into the mix, too. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at the economics behind the stand-up special.
Cheers, you guys. Thanks for coming out.
HBO touted Amy Schumer's special as the comedy event of the year. Over on Netflix, Chris Tucker has a new special this year. So does Aziz Ansari.
This is Madison Square Garden. Oh, my God.
And it's not just big names getting the attention. As streaming services and cable channels go after more comedy, less famous comedians are getting a shot. Comedians like Brent Morin.
You can't read? That's a VIP. You don't look very important at all.
Okay, it's a personal attack. I'm Brent Morin. It's
who?
This is my special, my first comedy special for Netflix, and I'm about to go on stage in 5 minutes. I have to get in there.
Oh, you have to.
That's from the trailer for Morin's special coming out on Netflix next week.
I've built a name in L.A., not necessarily anywhere else. It's kind of why I named the special I'm Brent Morin. I kind of want to push my name out there.
For up-and-comers like Morin?
It's not a money-making thing.
It's the 69 million Netflix subscribers thing.
Right now, to me, this is an investment for my future.
And for the entertainment companies making these shows.
It's a very cost-efficient way to get eyeballs and entertain them in a really good way.
That's Brian Volkweis, who heads up Comedy Dynamics. He produces stand-up specials. He says the cost all depends on the talent. There are specials that cost $50,000 to make and a rare few that cost $8 million.
The market is, and I've been in the comedy business over 17 years, and it's the best I've ever seen.
Volkweis says social media and YouTube have helped tremendously, as has our appetite for funny.
Because that's what people are into. I think if the public was into watching, lizards climb rocks, then that's what the networks would make.
Simple enough, supply and demand. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.